Hi, this is Dr. Mike Chupp, and you are listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. When this week's episode releases, friends, I'm going to be with a team of surgical volunteers in the Central American country of Guatemala. I'll be caring for patients in the Senorita Elena Hospital in the town of Cobolco through our CMDA Global Health Outreach Ministry. I would greatly appreciate your prayers for our team, as well as the patients that we'll be treating this week, many of whom are still deeply influenced by the ancient Mayan religion. I'll actually have the opportunity to share in a daily morning radio program prior to the beginning of everyday work in the operating room. I am big time grateful for the prayers of our CMDA members and champions, and you who are listening today. Well, I'm really excited to introduce you to Dr. Amy Starr on today's episode. She's a pediatrician from Texas that I got to meet during our Thrive Tour last year. And we are joined today by CMDA's Vice President of Missions and Member Care, Pastor Bert Jones. And we're going to talk with Dr. Starr about how her engagement with the CMDA coaching ministry helped greatly impact her plans for retirement and the next season of ministry in her life. If you, friends, are finding yourself at a crossroads in your career or facing a significant life challenge or change, or like Dr. Starr, you are nearing retirement and praying about your next steps, then I want to encourage you to keep on listening and be inspired. Well, today on CMDA Matters, I have invited the director of our Center for Wellbeing, Pastor Bert Jones, PBJ, to join us for interviewing a special guest. Welcome, Bert.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here, Mike.
We have as our guest Dr. Amy Starr, and that's got two R's at the end. For more than 30 years, Dr. Starr has been in Tyler, Texas, with several pediatric partners in both a clinic and hospital setting. And she's pulled into a part-time status more recently, and that's given her more time with her husband, Kelly, who's an accountant, sons Dakota, Tanner, and Garrison, and then daughter, Victoria. Kids have graduated, empty nesters, and the jump to retirement for you, Amy, looked overwhelming. And so you heard about our Center for Wellbeing and Life and Leadership Coaching Ministry, and you reached out to the godfather of coaching at CMDA, Pastor Ken Jones, and he walked you through what could be next in your life. And while you're still working some, you've now been integral and instrumental at launching a brand new CMDA East Texas graduate chapter, as well as students in that, because you've got a new branch of a medical school there in town. So welcome, Dr. Amy Starr, to CMDA Matters.
Thank you. I appreciate the offer to be here.
So how did you come to a place where you decided to pivot from a practicing 30-year community pediatrician into spearheading the efforts of bringing together a community of Christians in healthcare together there in Tyler?
Well, it started, I moved here to Tyler 30 years ago, and I looked around for a CMDA chapter because there were so many Christian physicians that I knew in Tyler, and there wasn't one. Mm-hmm. But then I jumped into having kids and having a career, and I didn't really look up again until the kids were a little bit older and I had a little more time. And I attended an event that really emphasized, if you have influence, then you are a leader. So it prompted me to look at my life and say, what do I need to be leading? I've led my kids. Now what? At the same time, we also were getting to the point where we were starting to look at retirement. And Kelly said, if you're ready, we can retire at any point. And I had never been ready to retire, had never thought about it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I don't want to retire to nothing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like that would be a good steward. So what do I need to be doing? And it looked so big that I thought, I need help. Mm-hmm. And I had read about the coaching in the CMDA magazine. And it took me about a year before I finally said, okay. And I made the phone call and they hooked me up with Ken Jones, who is wonderful. And Ken walked me through the process of making some of those decisions, really trying to figure out who am I and how do I steward what I've been given in this next phase of life.
Amy, you mentioned the connection with the Center for Wellbeing and the coaching. And I'm just curious, you know, can you tell us a little bit about the impact that that process of coaching had on your life? And maybe what would you recommend to our listeners about taking advantage of these services in the Center for Wellbeing?
First of all, I would say go for it. If you've thought about using coaching, jump in with both feet. It was revolutionary for me. The whole concept of coaching and that I'm the expert in my life, and Ken was there to help me uncover that with his amazingly penetrating questions. That's what walked me through this whole process. I ended up not retiring for about a year and a half after Ken and I started coaching. But some of his things were, you don't have to wait till you retire to start some of the things that God's already told you to do. Mm-hmm. And I had started a women's ministry. I just called a bunch of my female Christian physician friends and said, hey, let's get together for lunch. I'm making a pot of chili. Y'all stop by. Let's see if anybody's interested. It just so happened that was the Friday before spring break, before the second week of spring break, before COVID shut everything down. So I'd already tried once and failed. So I wasn't sure I wanted to do that again. But Ken was like, if you know you're supposed to be doing that, you need to do it. And not only do the women need it, but the men need it just as much. And so he was the one that kind of gave the additional kick in the seat of the pants that I needed. Not in a mean way, but in a exhortation. God's called you. If you know what he's told you to do, you need to obey.
You've not been at this terribly long, just the last 2 or 3 years in terms of being this catalyst, bringing together Christians in healthcare in Tyler, Texas. Just talk about some surprises you've had along the way as you've led this effort.
Our meeting that we had last Thursday night, a couple of docs came that had not been able to come to previous meetings, and they walked in the door and like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen some of these doctors in 15, 20 years. And I look around and everybody's jabbering and it's hard to get everybody to quiet just to even get things started because they're so excited to be together because we kind of live in our own silos. If you're internal medicine, you may talk to other internists, but as a pediatrician, my sphere of contact is pretty limited to just pediatricians. And so to see other people was a lot of fun. It's also been rewarding to pull some docs that are probably really isolated into fellowship and they're to see how excited they are. My dad had surgery, and as the surgeon was walking out of the door after kind of going over the post-op instructions, she said, God bless you as you walk out the door. And I said, hold on, you just blessed us. Are you a follower of Jesus? By the way, I have this new CMDA chapter that we've started. Oh my gosh, I haven't been involved in CMDA since I was in med school. I'm so excited. She has not missed. And as a surgeon, female surgeon, she's been very isolated in her group. And she was to see how excited she was to get into that fellowship and to be involved. That was incredibly rewarding to say, okay, there's somebody else who felt isolated who now has a place and has a seat at the table.
In coaching, we talk a lot about, you know, it's not just about conversation, but it's action. We're moving a conversation through the hourglass towards action. And you've obviously taken action on some of the things that you got coached about and that you were the expert on. I'm curious, as you've taken those actions, what are some of the God sightings that you've seen, ways that you've seen God at work and some unusual activities that the Lord's been doing since you became obedient to some of those steps?
Well, part of why we started the CMDA graduate chapter was to prepare for the CMDA student group that was starting the year. So their first class started this last fall. So we started a year ago. So we're still a baby chapter, but it's been fun. The medical school was not going to let any extracurricular activities, clubs, anything start this first year. But one of our members anonymously donated a stethoscope for each student starting. So 40 stethoscopes. We then gathered some doctors, wrote handwritten notes to each student that went with the stethoscopes. And the med school allowed us to present those to the students. Because of that, we had open access to the students when nobody else did. They allowed the CMDA chapter to start this first semester. Nobody else on campus was allowed to be there. So it's just God going before us and opening the doors through service and being willing to serve those folks. So that to me was cool because we didn't expect to have that wide open access.
So certainly student ministry is always a great way for graduate doctors and physicians and dentists to come alongside and do mentoring, and but also missions. And as I've traveled around the country, Bert, I've just been so impressed that our members, they're all involved all over the country. They don't just do it overseas, right, but they do it across the street. And I was pleased, an old friend of mine who spends part of his year there in Tyler, Dr. Jeff Jackson, who's a retired endocrinologist from Eli Lilly, he told me about this Bethesda Health Clinic and led by a very strong Christian internist, Dr. John English. And it's a clinic for the uninsured. And several of those who came to the Thrive meeting that evening told me they were involved in Bethesda. So what can you tell us about that local clinic and how pediatricians and other specialists come together from different practices, different settings, and work together to take care of the poor and marginalized?
The Bethesda Clinic here in Tyler is incredibly well supported by the community. They've always had a lot of physicians that volunteered their time there. A friend of mine that's an OB-GYN that was originally interested in helping start the CMDA, he volunteers there weekly. Jeff Jackson volunteers via video visits once a week to help them out. My senior partner is retiring in April. And this last December, our local indigent care clinic for children, St. Paul's Clinic, started by a local Methodist church, they joined up with Bethesda. So before it's been just adults. Now they're going to have a pediatric component as well. And so we're going to be able to volunteer to help.
Is that based out of a church or is an independent clinic?
It was started by a local Methodist church. They started with a lady was walking into church and a little boy riding by on his bicycle. And she said, "Why don't you come into church?" And he said, "Oh, no, that's only where rich white ladies go." And so she was so touched by that. They started a pediatric clinic and then a clothes closet and then a food pantry. And so they're going to keep those entities, but the medical clinic for ease of administration to give Danny more, that's where Danny Price works, to give him more flexibility to actually be a pediatrician and use some of the more administrative experience from Bethesda. So this really should expand our influence even further.
How is it funded, Dr. Starr?
With the St. Paul's Clinic, it's funded. Most of those kids have Medicaid, and that pays adequately. But they also do a lot of fundraising in the community. They have a big banquet every year. They have a golf tournament. My husband's played in the golf tournament numerous times, and so have my kids. But it's very, very well supported, Bethesda is. St. Paul hasn't been as much, but we didn't need as much because of the Medicaid. But now that they're together, I think it'll be fabulous.
I have seen that model over and over again, Amy, galvanizing CMDA members across the country in cities, larger, medium-sized cities, bringing them together, a cause. As many of the communities, Bert, that I have seen as I traveled are looking for a cause to bring, because they're all busy, parts of churches, busy families, busy practices, but this galvanizes.
Amy, you've mentioned in this conversation that the ministry there is relatively new and kind of beginning to take birth and grow. But as you look ahead, what's the vision for growing stronger and more sustainable Christ followers? What do you want to see developed in this ministry to impact those who are involved in it?
It's really been a twofold focus. From our very first meeting, I asked people, who's here because of the upcoming ministry opportunities we have with students? And about half the people raised their hands. How many of you are here at this kickoff event because you need this? And the other half raised their hands. So it's really been a dichotomous approach. But the students are a big drawing card for graduate members. They want to be involved. They want to mentor because people remember their days in medical school with CMDA. Mm-hmm. CMDA was my lifeline when I was in medical school. I was a relatively new believer. There were other guys in my class that were much stronger. And so I could follow behind them. I got your backside, but I don't know how to lead on these. And so people, I think, had similar experiences. That was their foundation. And so to pour back into med students is huge. How we do that, we're still trying to figure that out. My goal for this year is I would like to do a monthly newsletter just to keep CMDA in front of people each month. And as part of that, include an interview with a member from the local community, just so we get to know each other better and provide more connections. There are several really strong churches in town that people are connected through, but like I said, we get in silos based on our specialties, based on our churches. And I think crossing those just further cements and just enhances what we can do as fellow believers.
So you've been a member for a long time, obviously. What have been the key highlights, the key value-added things to your life because of CMDA over these years?
I mean, there's so many ministries. I think most people, like my husband was surprised. He had no idea how many different areas of ministry CMDA had. He knew the med school. We were married when we went through med school. He knew CMDA. From that, he had no idea of everything else that goes on. So it's hard to pick one. I would say probably the magazine, because I could read it when I had a moment in the car, picking up kids, whatever that. And that's what connected me to the Center for Wellbeing and coaching. But it's also kind of reinforced what I do as a Christian physician. And then the other thing I really appreciate is the corporate voice you provide for Christian physicians. There's so many small minorities speaking very loudly in the public sphere. And the fact that CMDA is there and speaking very effectively for us as Christian physicians to say, not everybody agrees with what's going on and what's being said on the big stage. Each of us as individual physicians, it would be difficult for our voice to be heard and much easier for us to be shut out. But when we're combined as a incredibly large group throughout the U.S., our voice holds some weight because you guys speak so effectively for us.
Amy, we're really grateful for the initiative you've taken and launching the ministry there in Tyler. I'm just curious, what would you say to one of the individuals who's listening, one of our champions at CMDA, who maybe has been sensing a nudge on their heart to do something, to start something like you've done? They don't know what to do. What would you say to them to encourage them today?
Like I said before, go for it would be one of the things I would consider saying. One thing I've learned, my husband and I started several Sunday school classes, and we always had a leadership team where my husband did the teaching. We had somebody doing administration. We had somebody planning socials. That's been my plan for the CMDA graduate chapter. I do have a leadership team. I would suggest forming a leadership team, other people that have like-minded passion before you launch it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how hard it would be personally and challenging, and it flares up imposter syndrome. Who am I to think that I can do this? And to have other people going, no, we're right here. We got your back. We're doing this together. My leadership team has done that, but I had to develop that over time. And then I would say, listen for the Holy Spirit's prompting. I spent a lot of time praying and starting this, a lot of time thinking through questions that Ken asked me to help clarify, to help focus what I was doing. So I think the coaching is invaluable in trying to determine what you want to do. Ken's favorite thing was, you know, if you don't have a bullseye, how are you going to know when you hit it? Define the bullseye. And so that was important for me. And that, even though I've got two bullseyes, I've got the students and I've got the graduates, they're still targets and we still have a goal.
Well, CMDA is made up of healthcare professionals who usually have a lot of things they want to accomplish in their life, personal, professional, community. And it's just so easy to for me to see how Ken Jones walked you through, okay, what's next for me in life? How can I serve God best? Asking critical questions, just like Jesus did, asking questions of you. And so listeners, just understand that, you know, coaching is not this broad spectrum shotgun thing. It's you come to the coach and say, here's where I am. Here's my problem. Here's what I need to accomplish. Help me walk through. Help me talk myself.
Yeah.
Help me talk myself with what I already know, the expert on my life, for getting from point A to point B. You know, Amy, thank you for joining us today and sharing about your experience. Appreciate that. The plug for both our coaching ministry as well as developing new communities of Christian healthcare professionals, the adversity that we face. I don't know how significant it is in Texas, but boy, we've got some states across this wonderful country where the adversity is very, very significant. And so coming together as the body of Christ, supporting one another, praying for one another, it's going to be very critical part of the survival, the thriving, as we were emphasizing last fall, of Christians who remain in healthcare and want to glorify God.
Mike, as I've been listening to Amy's story, I'm just thinking to people who may be listening today who are in the same boat. And we would love for someone listening who's heard her story today to reach out to—
How do they do that?
Yeah, at coaching@cmda.org. coaching@cmda.org, and we would love to talk to you about it.
And we have international certified coaches, right?
That's right.
The international standard body, and you just got back from Cambodia.
Right.
Doing
great,
the same thing at a mission
training.
Hospital.
Incredible time.
God bless you, Amy, throughout 2024, and please pass our love and appreciation for to your husband for letting you lead this effort, and also to all the Christian healthcare professionals in Tyler, Texas.
Well, I will be glad to do that. Thank you very much for letting me share the great things that you guys are doing and the opportunity to stretch my faith by stepping out with Ken's encouragement and the opportunity to start this graduate chapter and the student chapter here in Tyler.
Hope we get to see you at the National Convention one of these fine days.
Lord bless.
Thank you all.
When I first met Dr. Amy Starr in Tyler, Texas, I knew that we had to get her on CMDA Matters because she's such an effective ambassador for CMDA and the valuable ministries that we offer, which educate, encourage, and equip Christian healthcare professionals to glorify God. I absolutely loved hearing about how Dr. Starr found a resource like the CMDA Today magazine so valuable throughout her career, or about how the coaching ministry and Pastor Ken Jones, the original CMDA coach, helped prepare her for retirement and the next phase of her life and for what God had in store for her. And what about hearing about her passion for developing a CMDA community ministry right there in her local area in Texas? If our conversation with Dr. Starr encouraged you today to want to get more involved with CMDA, just keep listening, and Jamie is going to tell you more about our CMDA Center for Well-Being.
CMDA Center for Well-Being helps Christian healthcare professionals align with God, optimize well-being, and maximize influence. If you find yourself feeling burned out and overwhelmed by your daily demands, please reach out to our team in the Center for Well-Being. After all, you pour yourself out for others every day, and this is the place to be refilled. Plus, we've been expanding our services in the center to help meet the great needs CMDA members have. You can sign up for certified coaching training courses that prepare you with the skills for coaching those in your sphere of influence, and our team can even help you walk through the difficult challenge of facing a malpractice lawsuit. Plus, we offer marriage enrichment weekends and retreats for our members to refresh and restore their marriages. Our team members have been where you are, and we want to help you through the challenges you face. Visit cmda.org/wellbeing to learn more.
Here at CMDA headquarters, we've already started to make plans for this year's Thrive Tour, and we'd like to come to your area. These events offer you an opportunity to hear
from our CMDA national ministry leaders and to connect in a deeper way with Christians in healthcare in your own community. We'd like to visit more than a dozen states across the U.S. throughout our fall 2024 Thrive Tour. If you'd like to see a Thrive event in your own town, then I want to encourage you to contact one of our vice presidents who's overseeing this year's Thrive Tour, Dr. Bill Griffin, and he can be reached by emailing bill.griffin, that's G-R-I-F-F-I-N, at cmda.org.
There is such value and encouragement in staying connected with other Christians in healthcare. That's why the root of CMDA's ministry is in campus and community ministries, because you shouldn't have to face the hardships and struggles of both your healthcare training and career alone. We are here to walk alongside you and be a resource. With more than 80 local ministry groups and over 320 campus chapters around the country, you can find connection with your colleagues through CMDA. For more information and how to find a group in your area, visit ccm.cmda.org.
Well, on next week's episode, Pastor Bert will be joining me again for a discussion with Mr. Ted Esler, who is the president of Missio Nexus, and that's an association of agencies and churches representing Great Commission workers worldwide. I hope that you'll listen in as he talks about some of the innovative ways that the largest collaboration of mission agencies, probably in the whole world, is working together to help expand and align mission efforts all around the globe. I'd like to close with these poignant words that we heard from Dr. Amy Starr just a few minutes ago. She said, "CMDA was my lifeline." If you're feeling isolated in healthcare, or if you're feeling lost without a community around you to keep you focused on Jesus Christ, or if you don't think anyone knows the struggles that you face as a healthcare professional, balancing those responsibilities at work and at home, please know, friends, that you are not alone. And please let CMDA be your lifeline as you serve the Lord through healthcare. We are here to be your lifeline for a lifetime in medicine or dentistry or optometry or physical therapy or healthcare administration, podiatry, and many other disciplines within healthcare. Our ministries are dedicated to serving you and helping you, like our Center for Well-Being and our coaching ministry and campus and community ministries that Jamie just told you about. And we have other resources we produce, like this weekly podcast, CMDA Matters, and our magazine that comes out quarterly, CMDA Today. Friends, we're here to help you bring the hope and healing of Jesus Christ to the world. That is what matters every single week to us at CMDA, and CMDA Matters. We'll see you next week, friends, God willing.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.